Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. You know, as we go through this life, people are always striving for the best, to get something better, to improve their equipment so they can function better in their business. People want to function better in their homes. Children strive to do better in their schoolwork. Husbands strive to be better husbands and parents. Mothers strive to be better wives and mothers. You know, in the book of Hebrews, we find this word better 13 times. God gave us his best. And so people are striving to improve things, to make things better. And the scripture says that God hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And so this morning, I'm going to look at one of these things that are better in the new covenant for you and I than it was in the old covenant. And so this week, Lord willing, I'm going to be sharing on these things that are better in the new covenant for us than they were in the old covenant. And the first one we're going to look at is in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. This is talking about Jesus Christ. It says, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. It's saying that Jesus is made so much better than the angels. What does that really mean? It says that he obtained a more excellent name than they. If we jump over to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And so God hath given him a name that is above every other name, a more excellent name. He is made better than the angels. And what does that mean? He's made better than the angels. In the old covenant, God often spoke to his people through an angel. You know, the angel Gabriel was a messenger of God who often was sent down on a mission to take a message from God and share it with his people. You know, angels spoke to Daniel. Angels spoke to Gideon. Angels spoke to Samson's parents. An angel spoke to Zacharias, John the Baptist's father. An angel spoke to Joseph and Mary, Jesus' parents. But today, the scripture teaches us that we should hear the voice of Jesus Christ only, not of angels. If we jump over to look at the scriptures in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And so, if an angel brings another message than what Jesus Christ has brought. You know, Jesus Christ was made so much better than the angels. He brought a message to us. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, you know, the angels often spoke to these prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And so God has spoken to you and I today through his Son, Jesus Christ. And Paul writes, though we or an angel from heaven speak any other message than which we have heard, let him be accursed. You know, God is not going to send an angel down to speak to us anymore. But he has sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to speak to us through His Word and through His Holy Spirit. And so it's very important, you know, that we understand that Jesus Christ was made so much better than the angels. He has a better message. He has a better hope, he's better all the way around. He's a better sacrifice. This week I'm going to be looking at some of these better things that God has blessed us with. And we turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. It says, "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel." And listen to what the next verse says. It says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven." You know, often the angels would be sent to the earth and they would speak. And God would also, he spoke at Mount Sinai, but Jesus Christ is made so much better. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 says this, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Then it says, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" Do you notice in verse 2, it says, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward." You know, when God spoke to the prophets and to the fathers in the old covenant, the words of the angels was sure. It was steadfast. And if they disobeyed, you can do a study. You know, their word was sure. It did not change. But what the point that it's bringing out here in chapter 2 of Hebrews, it says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Then it asks a question that the scripture itself does not even answer. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, Jesus Christ was made so much better than the angels. He has a better message. He has brought to you and I the words of God that are going to stand sure and steadfast throughout eternity, forever and ever. And so it's very important that we take heed to Jesus Christ. You know, so often people think, well, if I would just see an angel or something come down from heaven, I would believe that it would make it more real to me. No, it will not, because if we do not believe the words of Jesus Christ, who is so much better than the angels, we would not take heed to an angel. May God bless you, and as you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and take heed to his words, because he was made so much better than the angels. Amen.